Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
There's been a significant surge in the seizure of weight loss drugs by Irish authorities, which are being sold illegally on the black market. In the first 7 months of this year, the Health Products Regulatory Authority seized nearly 300 units of obesity medication ordered or sold without a prescription. That's an increase on the only 40 units seized last year. Now, this is all because of a growing demand for medication like Ozempic, Wegovy and Saxenda, which have been hailed as miracle weight loss treatments. I'm joined on the line by Donegal GP, Dr. Dennis McCauley. Dennis, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. Do you see people coming to you looking for medication like Ozempic for weight loss?
Oh, we do, yeah. I think there's been a big issue this last nine months, really. People coming, you know, naturally, weight loss is a huge issue for your listeners. And when there's a drug being marketed as being so good, they're actually interested about it. Naturally, before there was semaglutide, which is the Ozempic, is marketed in Ireland for a diabetic drug, but it's the core product, the semaglutide, is also got clearance in Ireland as a weight reduction drug. But the drug itself, Wegovy, isn't actually available yet. So there's a whole lot of marketing about it. So people are actually coming in now in sort of what was happening then, that people were asking for this drug off license, because although the drug is licensed in Ireland for weight loss, the form that is available is not licensed for weight loss. So GPs were giving it. There was such a demand for it that the medication was primarily being used for diabetes was going in short supply. So we were asked by two things happened. We were asked by our medical council to use our resources appropriately and responsibly, so only to reserve the prescription for diabetic patients.
So can I just stop you there, Dennis? Because that means some people would have been on an Ozempic-like drug or Ozempic itself for weight loss, and then they might have been told by their GP, I can't give this to you anymore.
I think so, and I think it was more new. I would say, Claire, probably new scripts as much as anything, really. I think it was a very difficult situation. I think this was always going to be the problem. When you have a drug which is expensive, I've seen this a couple of times in my lifetime, when you have a drug which is very expensive and has a very good effect, naturally the actual rationing of it will be an issue. And that's why the HSE came out with the Managed Access Program for the Saxenda drug, which is made by Novo Nordic also. So that's, as I'm sure your listeners know, there is a once-daily injection that you can get if you fulfill certain criteria. The main one being that you're overweight, that you have pre-diabetes and you have either high cholesterol or you have blood pressure, you will be able to get it either on the medical card or through the drug payment system. Okay.
And Dennis, we see in these figures released to the Irish Times today, the HBRA telling us that there's a rise in the seizure of weight loss drugs. So what we can see from that is people are going online to get this drug by illegal means when they can't get a prescription for it, for the reasons that you've outlined there. Are you concerned about that and your colleagues in the medical profession, particularly when these drugs are self-administered by injection?
Oh, very much so. I think that this is a really effective drug, but no drug is actually perfect. This is a drug which has, you know, it interferes with your insulin production. It affects the way that your stomach works. It actually can affect it has effects on your liver and it has effects on your heart as well. But these are all issues which when the patient has been assessed by a GP or an endocrinologist and they decide that the risk benefit is good. So, but if you're getting a drug where you don't know where it's actually coming from, as a coroner, I see drugs being people taking medicines. You know, they don't know where they've come from, and they have very severe effects from it. So, I think if you buy an injectable drug from abroad, you are really, really putting yourself at significant risk. A, even if it is a legitimate drug, you don't know how to use it, you don't know how to inject it. But what happens if it isn't actually the drug that you've bought and you inject yourself with some unknown substance? So I would strongly recommend that that somebody wouldn't do that, particularly when there are other options available. If you are genuinely have overweight and you're pre-diabetic, you can get an alternative drug also. Now, the problem is that there's two issues. One is the alternative drug is paradoxically more expensive than the Ozempic, and there is a relative sort of shortage of both the Ozempic and the
Saxenda. Is
anyway,
it? Yeah,
both of them are in short supply now. So when you prescribed it appropriately, there still is a bit of a lottery on a month to month whether you're actually going to get it.
And just very briefly, do you have any indication as to when the shortage will come to an end and the supply will be increased?
I don't. The representatives of Novo Nordic came and visited us actually in National Surgery. The drug representatives came around just to explain what was happening. I thought it was quite respectful, and if it was respectful, it probably was a good move by them explaining that they do not see this sort of fluctuation in supply changing for this year anyway.
Okay.
So this is going to be a bit of a lottery for a while, but it doesn't. I would reiterate that it's not a good idea to then go abroad to buy a drug that you don't know where it was made and what's in it.
All right, Dennis, that's received loud and clear. Thank you very much, Dr. Dennis McCauley. Now, coming up in the next hour, affordable fish dishes. Brian McDermott will be here with his top suggestions. We're also going to hear from Australia, where people are bracing themselves for the worst wildfire season since Black Summer a few years ago. And the Friday Gathering will be here looking back over all the news stories of the week.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.